Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, listen, Charisma Magazine was talking about the article talking about the national shift back in October 21st this year, when the First Nation people, which First Nation Indigenous people of America, went for the National Day of Prayer to pray at the Washington Monument, and they went there very specifically, even though not asked, they were going to forgive what man did to them, which was a lie. I mean, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, if you ever studied the Trail of Tears and President Andrew Jackson and all the different things that just happened. And it was one of those powerful moments, I think, when in Promise Keepers, when we had an Indian chief that came to one of the gatherings and said, you know, with broken treaties and all these different things, you know, forgiveness was given, and just God just broke out. It was a very powerful moment. But just read what took place there at the Washington Monument. It's so powerful, and what followed.
Some prophetic voices believe the nation shifted spiritually October 21st, 2016, mm-hmm. on what may go down as one of the most important days in American history. Largely unnoticed, 1,000 Native American Indian tribes from the United States and Canada collectively forgave the United States government for breaking treaties with their ancestors during a public ceremony on the National Mall.
So they forgave for broken treaties.
Yeah.
Okay.
That our government made. Mm-hmm. The National Day of Prayer for First Nations held near the Washington Monument included intercessory petitions, proclamations, and declarations of forgiveness by leaders from all tribes D.C. It's a fellowship of Christians representing 1,000 American Indians from the United States and Canada. Right. A full-blooded Yuchi Indian, Nigel Bigpond, coordinated the first ever national prayer gathering of Native Americans in the nation's capital.
Wow.
First ever. The Native American has been a sleeping giant, Graham writes, actually.
He goes on to say, he says, the National American has been a sleeping giant.
Yes.
Go to Graham. Franklin Graham's been saying that. And, of course, Rick Joyner has said it as well, and others, the fact that, you know, that's one of the keys. I don't know if you know this or not, but if you go look at the top of the Capitol building, there's a statue on top of the Capitol building. So the highest point on the Capitol is a statue. You know who that statue is? It's of a Native American.
Yeah.
Because that's who was here. It was the Native Americans that helped the Pilgrims come. You had two different settlements. You had the Jamestown settlement, but you also had the Pilgrim settlement. Mm-hmm. And there was totally two different ways how that happened. And there was other people that came over to take advantage of folks, but the Pilgrims didn't. It was a very powerful time. We can't talk about that now, but the First Nation people were key to helping people survive when they made it to Plymouth Rock. So what else did they say about that?
Bigpond agrees that Native Americans have taken a good first step toward aiding national awakening by extending forgiveness to the nation.
Think about it.
National awakening.
National awakening. That is so powerful. Well, it just so happens that according to Salon, you know, one of the publications out there, the news publications, that probably unannounced to them, they didn't even know that was actually taking place. People came to the first, because they were given forgiveness even though the fact that nobody asked.
Yeah.
Well, look what happened here. You're looking at all the different people standing, it looks like, in the places of those who did violate those treaties, that did violate the First Nation people, and they're asking forgiveness. As a matter of fact, you're going to have to read some of the subtitles because the audio is not too good on it, but you're going to see now this actually followed 2 months or less than 60 days after this event that took place on October 21st. Take a look.
Many of us, me particularly, are from the units that have hurt you over the many years. We came, we fought you, we took your land, we signed treaties that we broke, we stole minerals from your sacred hills, we blasted the faces of our presidents onto your sacred mountain. And we took still more land, and then we took your children, and then we tried to take your language, and we tried to eliminate your language that God gave you, and that the Creator gave you. We didn't respect you. We polluted your earth. We've hurt you in so many ways. And we've come to say that we are sorry. We are at your service, and we beg for your forgiveness. And we're still a nation. We have a language to speak. We have preserved the caretaker of the hemisphere. We do not own the land. The land owned us.
Powerful. Well, wow. October 21st, there's nobody asking for forgiveness, but the first American people
are willing to give it.
Open their hearts and said, this is going to have to be dealt with, because they, Christians, they knew that God, somebody has to give forgiveness for things to break loose. And that's what they're saying. This could be the epicenter for transformation for the nation. Well, look, it wasn't even 40 days later, approximately, that that was taking place, where they're on their knees asking and repeating the sins of their fathers, talking about specifically what happened and asking for forgiveness, and they gave it. And another thing that it reminds me of too, it reminds me of the war cry that came out of Zion, Glory of Zion, Chuck Pierce's ministry, when he gave a prophetic word that God was shifting things. And we get back from this break, I want you to hear that, because it's so powerful and it totally lines up with what we just heard coming from the First Nation people. Because he says this war cry, it's going to break things, shift things, and we're going to have to shake ourselves out of what we've been stuck in for so long. When we heard that war cry, if you heard us before the break, we were showing you how First Nation people went October 21st to the monument and forgave, even though nobody asked. But then we saw, like 40 days later, where Salam was reporting that people showed up and said, we want to repent for the sins of our fathers. They got on their knees. They talked specifically about those sins. But as soon as they gave forgiveness, you heard that sound, and it reminded me of the prophetic word that was given by Chuck Pierce at Glory of Zion Ministries about where we're going and how this is prior to November the 8th. And this word's coming out specifically. And he's also, you heard him in the beginning of the program, Chuck Pierce, saying that, you know, people are going to say peace, peace, peace. There's not going to be a peace. There's going to be an uprising, because the sword of heaven is going to come and deal justice on the earth, which means this, that, you know, we're just basically imagine everybody being in a straitjacket and just people are just stuck. Well, God's about to get us unstuck. But let's go listen to that word again. Now we heard that sound coming from the First Nation people. Listen to the war cry. Embrace yourself, because it could shock you when this happens. It's kind of rowdy. It's prophetic. Take a look.
This election is not about a person. It's about a structure, just as if you were in an old wineskin, where one day too long, that wineskin routinizes around you, and it's like cement, and you can't get out of it. This election is not about a person. It's about breaking out of a structure. If we stay in the structure we're in one more season, it will be so routinized and so ordered around us that we cannot, as a nation, come out of it. Decree and vote for what will break you out of an old structure. I say there is a new anointing rising in my people, and from the new anointing, you will rise up and see the opportunities that I have for you. For right now, opportunities seem blocked, but I say to you, there is an uprising coming. There is an uprising coming. There is an uprising coming. It has been brewing underneath, but now you will see the uprising, saith the Lord. The Lord just said, if you knew how close you were to the revolution of change that is coming, you would not be able to keep your mouth shut one moment. The Lord said, do not hold your peace from this day forward. For the next 5 months, you will hear peace, peace, but there is no peace. The Lord says, the sword of heaven is coming to liberate the ground, and my people must have the sound that liberates the ground. And I will blow a wind. I will come from both sides of this land with a wind that will cause what couldn't stand to fall. I say to you, the winds are now circling from heaven and will now surround the lands of the earth. I say to you, welcome the winds in, for the change and the revolution of change is now at hand.
That's so powerful. It's so powerful when, you know, you're seeing mm-hmm. these things fulfilled, and you heard that forgiveness that came from the First Nation folks. And it's about a breakout candidate, really, when the people, what they're doing. You're looking at this breakout president-elect Donald Trump. I mean, he is so outside the box. The Lord told me specifically that Washington, D.C. is a house of cards, which means what it's built on is just all flimsy. God showed Brett Holderbaum that the wind of God was going to come through there and basically just deal with all these strongholds and monuments that men have set up. And others that God has shown prophetically that it's going to be like a bulldozer. Mm-hmm. And so things are really just beginning. And it's with new technology, it's allowing President-elect Donald Trump just to step past the gatekeepers who used to control the message. And he has millions of people on his Twitter. So the president-elect can actually just go boom, boom, boom. And he talks to millions of folks. I mean, we're going around the world because of technology. And old media, you know, which God has shown me is being minimalized because of new technology. And they're just fighting for their last piece of territory. But so is, you know, the governmental situation. Yeah. And God said this. He said that the reason why the world's government stuck is because the church's government stuck. We won't move into the next realm of what he's saying, which would be biblical government, the thing that's taking place there. So we're looking over and over again. It's like, this is exciting when you're seeing these things line up, right?
It's the year of the wind.
That's the very thing,
the prophetic word that was shared by, I believe, Brother Kilpatrick at Church of His Presence, because you're saying, you know, we're seeing so many things changing and shifting, and now you're hearing Chuck Pierce say that, the wind, and we're just seeing so many things all of a sudden change from what we thought it always had to be, and it's just like, God is in control, and just watch what God is doing.
Yeah, the wind of God, we got a whole new understanding with the wind of God. You're watching people's minds being blown around, people's strategies and schemes were being blown around, media was being blown around, and their minds were being blown.
I thought I knew what was going to happen, but you realize they don't know anything that's going to happen.
And from what I understand, even President-elect Donald Trump's mind was blown when he found out how it all turned out. It's like God's doing something here. And one prophetic word that was given, I forget who gave this word, we had it on VFN TV, but that at an early age, he had prayed a prayer, and God heard his prayer and been blessing him in certain areas. You know, a lot of people look at folks, and I think about this, I think about Jesus talking to us about how he sees things. And he saw one man that knew he was a sinner, he knew that he had all these issues, and he falls to his knees when he's going towards the temple, and he beats his chest, and he goes, I'm not even worthy to go there. And this other man walks beside him and says, he's a religious person, and he goes, oh, I am so glad I'm not like that man that's down on his knees beating his chest that that he's a sinner. We know it. And Jesus says, which one of these is going to be forgiven? You know, every one of us needs God. But I think the biggest issue in America is the guy standing up. That's our issue. Because we all need God. And when we all need God. And all of a sudden, we may be one way one moment, but God can just turn us around, save us, forgive us, and just bring us into a whole new land. As a matter of fact, you can find out about our stories, how we met God, our Father, through His Son, Jesus Christ, at meetmyfather.org. It's a very awesome thing because all of a sudden life has meaning and purpose. And you can find out about our stories and you can meet Him too.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.